It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I've thought about you so much since yesterday. We had songs and exercises and everything together. And I said to you when I left yesterday, I'll see you tomorrow. Here we are. It came. Since we're together, we might as well say, won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? I like to say, won't you be mine? Because I like you to be my neighbor. My friend. Please won't you be my neighbor? There. One shoe on. One shoe off. Little, little dumpling, my son John. You know anybody by the name of John? I knew a bull one time by the name of John. Bet you wondered why I had these handlebars, didn't you? To play bull, first off. Ready? But you don't need handlebars to play bull. No, sir. Two fingers are enough. Ready? You be bull with me, okay? Sometimes the bulls like to make their heads go to the side and go, or side like this. You like pretending you're animals sometimes? Sure. But this handlebar really is for something else. Yeah. It's for an exercise machine that I just have here for you to see. It fits right in here. There. It's a bicycle that doesn't go anywhere. It's just for exercising. I'll get on and show you how it works. You put your feet in these little stirrups, like that, so they'll stay in well. See, it goes the whole way around. Then, when you want to make it go, you turn it on. Right here. See that flick? And around it goes. I sometimes pretend I'm going somewhere and I say, hello, hi. Oh, good to see you. Yep. Some people exercise like that. But you don't need one of those things to exercise with. Some people just run in place. It's better to do that outside, though. I know somebody who runs every single morning. As soon as he gets up, puts on his sweat clothes, and out he goes for a run. Out in the porch, ladies and gentlemen. Ready to run in place? Start slowly. get faster, faster. Takes a while to exercise.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. McFeely, how are you?
Here's your delivery. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Now, what do you use this for?
This is for building your muscle, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, it's an exercise weight. I see.
Wouldn't you like to stay and exercise?
Oh, no,
a lot
of deliveries, Mr. Rogers, but maybe I'll drop back when I pick the weight up, Mr. Rogers. Well, we'll see you later, Mr. Rogers.
Hope you will.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. Always in a hurry, Mr. McFeely. Let's take the weights inside. This is another way of exercising. Up and down with the weights, building the muscles. Then you put it in the other hand. It's very heavy, you know. You know anybody who likes to show his muscles? Maybe you do. I know boys who show me their muscles like that. Say, feel how hard my muscles in my arm are. Yeah. Well, the thing I think about you is that, it's inside that counts. Sure, I like your outsides too, exactly as they are. But for you boys, I like the boy that's inside you, the one that feels. And for you girls, I like the girl that's inside you, the one that feels. In fact, I like you exactly as you are. I like you as you are, exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely, and I like you as you are. I like you as you are, without a doubt or question, or even a suggestion, 'cause I like you as you are. I like your disposition, that's the way you feel inside, your facial composition, that's the way you look outside. And with your kind permission, I'd shout it to a star. Any stars in your room? I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I like you as you are. Just exactly as you are. Yep. The back door, ladies and gentlemen. The back door. Let's see who's there. Come in, please. Hi, Betty Averly.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just painting today.
You look great in your smock and your pants.
Well, thank you. Miss Polificate called.
From the castle?
From the castle, and she says they want some sugar.
I'd be glad to give you some.
Can I borrow some from you?
Certainly. How much
do
you need?
Well, I don't know. I think they said about a third of a cup, not too much.
Third of a cup.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be up to there. You want to hold it?
Hmm. I don't know why they want it. But
well,
if it has
sometimes
to do with
they're
cooking,
making special things, you know?
For the king, yes.
Yep. See if that levels off to about a third.
Not yet.
Not yet. A little more. There. Good.
Thank you very much.
How would you like a ride on a bicycle that doesn't go anywhere?
Sure.
I've got one right in here. Come on. Let's see what she does with it.
It doesn't even have any wheels on it.
None at all, but it does have places to put your feet. I'll hold your sugar if you like.
Funny handlebars.
Mm-hmm. Well, they go the whole way around. Now put your feet
I'll
in
ride
here.
It this way.
That's it. All right. Want to see what it does?
Yes.
I'll turn it on for you. Right here. Now, are you ready? Because it's going to go up and down. Your feet will go around. Okay? Hold
on.
Hold on tight. Oh. Doesn't work. It may be unplugged. I'll be right back.
All right. That's a pretty funny bicycle. I can't get it to move at all.
Let me see now.
Oh! Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Now you can turn this around.
Wow.
See, it really does exercise your muscles, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Oh, Mr. Rogers, do you...
Is it enough?
Do you do this every day?
Not every day.
Enough. Ooh. Ooh.
All right.
I feel exercised.
Good.
Ooh.
Off you get. May I help you?
Thank you.
Oh, will you excuse me? This is flashing. Hello? Oh, yes, Edgar. We've been exercising. Yes, she's here. Who wants to talk? Yes, just a second.
Hello, Edgar. Right away.
She wants you right away.
I'll be there in a minute. Right.
Here's your sugar.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr.
They must
Rogers.
Need it immediately.
Yes, I know. Well, I'll tell you what it's about. And thanks for the exercise.
Have a good trip to make-believe. Maybe we should have a trip to make-believe ourselves. Let's see what's going on in the neighborhood today. See if it's time for the trolley. Are you there, trolley? There's Daniel's clock. Ticking away. And there's the museum go-round. And X's tree. And Henrietta's house. And the factory. And there's the trolley. Hey, that looks like Edgar. Oh, I guess he's waiting for Lady Aberlin. Trolley? Coming? Good. How are you, trolley? Good. Come on right over to here. Great. Would you take us into the neighborhood of make-believe? We'd like to see what they're going to use the sugar for. Ready to go? Okay, in we go. Where is Lady Aberlin? Oh, where is Lady Aberlin? Oh, Lady Aberlin. Oh, good.
Is Uncle Friday waiting for this?
He doesn't even know what we're doing.
Oh. Oh, it's a surprise.
Exactly.
Good.
Exactly. Thank you for
Here's
the sugar.
Thank
you
welcome.
For the sugar.
Bye, Edgar.
Thank you for the sugar. Lady Aberlin, I presume.
Uncle
Friday. Did you wish to see me?
Oh, not exactly, Uncle Friday. Just brought something for Edgar.
Oh. Well, I'm having an appointment with Sarah Saturday in a few minutes. You know, the lady in distress who came by.
Yes. Yes.
You might like to help her get prepared to see me. Help her get into her finery and all. I'm going to put on my fanciest crown. Yes, and be sure she's here when I make my grand entrance.
All right, Uncle Friday, I will.
Thank you.
Edgar?
Oh, yes.
I'm still here, Edgar, because great Uncle Friday wants to see Sarah Saturday when he comes back. Can I help her get ready?
Well, I believe she's ready. She's been working in the kitchen. I will fetch her.
Good. Probably working on the surprise.
Hello, Lady Aberlin.
Hello, Sarah Saturday.
This is what I've been working on.
Oh, it looks wonderful.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's for your uncle.
It is?
Yes, and it's a cup custard.
How did you know that he loved cup custard?
Well, I talked with Edgar Cook. And he said that's one of his favorite things.
Oh, he's going to love it.
Oh, well, I hope so. When do you expect him?
Well, you have an appointment to see him, or he has an appointment to see you. Would you like me to help you get out of your apron?
Oh, well, if you like. I hadn't thought of such a thing.
Oh, well.
I suppose he is a fine king.
Oh, yes, yes, we think so.
But does he expect all sorts of finery from everybody around him?
Well, yes, I would say so. I
sometimes I think it's hard for plain people.
Well, you're just better than plain. You're lovely.
Here comes love.
Sarah Saturday, I presume?
Thank you for seeing me, King Friday. I'm sure you must be very, very busy.
I am extremely busy. How do you like my beautiful crown?
Well, I really hadn't noticed the crown, King Friday. I was looking at your beautiful eyes.
My eyes? Well, most people usually talk about my crown, not my eyes.
King Friday, I want to thank you for allowing me to stay here when I was so frightened about that monster.
Well, now you know that there is no such thing as a monster.
Yes, but I thought that there was when I came here first.
Did you notice my eyes the first time you saw me?
Yes, I did.
Why didn't you mention it to me then?
Well, you were busy with important affairs just then.
Yes, well...
Uncle Friday.
Oh, yes?
Sarah Saturday has made this gift for you.
Something large and expensive?
Well, it's something I thought you'd like, King Friday.
Kindly open it, Niece Abilene.
Yes, Uncle Friday. So beautifully wrapped.
Is it truly?
Well, it's a cup custard.
That's what I mean. A true cup custard.
I asked Edgar Cook. And he said it was one of your favorite things, King Friday.
It truly is, Sarah Saturday. Not everyone knows that cup custard is one of my favorite things.
Well, I wanted to have something a little personal as a gift of thanks before I left.
You're not going away, are you?
Oh, my, yes. I've been your guest for over a week now.
This is the first time that we've had a chance to talk.
Yes, I know, and I surely have enjoyed it, Your Majesty. Thanks again for seeing me today.
Yes, well, suppose you stay another day or so, and we'll have a reception, that's it. A reception for you. After all, we should have a royal reception. We've learned so much by your being here.
You have?
Yes, I mean about monsters, you know. Now we all know that there are no monsters.
Well, that's true.
And also we know that some people in the world have beautiful eyes.
And some people like cup custard?
Yes, all of those things, Lady Abilene. Suppose you plan a reception for tomorrow. Formal invitations, sparkling entertainment, royal musicians, everything.
I'll do my best, Uncle Friday.
Yes, you will stay, will you not, Miss Saturday?
If it'll please you, sir.
You will then stay. I offer royal thanks for the cup custard.
Well, you're very welcome.
I'll take it now, Niece Abilene.
Thank you. Until Friday, then, Miss Saturday.
He sure is a pleasant person, your uncle.
Well, he sure was today. You know, I felt as though I had butterflies inside me when he was here just then.
You did? Well,
yes.
I just don't quite understand.
When your heart has butterflies inside it, then your heart is full of love. When your heart feels just like overflowing, then your heart is full of love. Love is fragile as your tears. Love is stronger than your fears. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love.
What a way you have of making people feel good, Lady Avalon.
Oh, well, no, I think that's a gift you have, Sarah Saturday. But look, let's get together on this party for Friday, this reception.
I know King Friday likes root beer.
Oh, yes,
so I'll
he does.
Get some of that.
That's a good idea. And I'll get together with people in the neighborhood, you know, and see if he'll help me with things like invitations and decorations and music and all.
Oh, I'll be so glad to meet some of his friends and some of your friends.
Oh, yes, it'll be wonderful.
Well, I'll look forward to that, Lady Avalon, and see you then.
Okay. Bye, Sarah Saturday.
Bye.
Guess nobody ever told King Friday that he had beautiful eyes before. Maybe we were all just too busy looking at his crowns and his robes and all of his fancy entertainment. And Sarah Saturday made him a cup custard, too. He was expecting something big and expensive, and she gave him something that made him know that she really cared about him. Sarah Saturday is somebody quite special, isn't she? So they're going to have a reception for her on Friday. King Friday says, all the big entertainment. I think she'd just be satisfied with anything, don't you? Anything that said that they really liked him. Love is fragile as your tears. Love is stronger than your fears. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love. Yeah, love isn't something that is strong like this, you know. It's strong in a different way. Somebody knocking at the door. Is it somebody we can love? It is,
hello,
Mr. McFeely.
Rogers. I'm back to pick up the weights. You all done exercising?
Well, yes, almost, but I kind of like to show you something.
Oh, all right. Now, what's this contraption, Mr. Rogers?
Well, this is an exercise bicycle.
Well, where are the wheels?
Well, there aren't any, but wouldn't you just like to sit on it a minute?
All right, Mr.
Can you get on?
Oh, yes.
Now, you have your own bicycle, I know.
Oh, yes, I do, Mr. Rogers. That's different from this one.
Can you get in?
I think so. There we go. Now, what happens, Mr. Rogers?
Well, here, I'll put this around. It's easier for you.
Just sit here, Mr. Rogers.
That's right. Now, turn it on.
Alrighty. Now, what? Oh, Mr. Rogers, what's happening? This goes faster than my bike, Mr. Rogers. Do you do this all day?
No, not all day. Just a little while.
Oh, my, Mr. Rogers. I'm used to all this exercise, you know, because I have a bike myself. But,
I know.
Enough? Yes, Mr. Rogers, because I have to work my... there we go. My, that does exercise you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Up in here and your legs and everything.
Oh, yes. Well...
Thank you for the weights, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you. Let me try your bicycle. It's a little different from mine.
Sure it is.
Now, thank you. I'll take these back.
Up and down they go.
Up and down. Oh, they're heavy.
Mr. McFeely, could I see your eyes a minute?
My eyes?
Yes, just tip your head back a little bit. Why, you have beautiful eyes, Mr. McFeely.
I do? Beautiful eyes, Mr. Rogers?
Very beautiful eyes.
Why, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Beautiful, beautiful eyes, you say.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Nobody's ever told me that before. Beautiful eyes. Why, fancy that. Beautiful eyes. Well, good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day. Beautiful eyes, you say.
That's right.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Well, thank you. Thank you. Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. He liked hearing that, didn't he? Yeah, lots of people like hearing things just about themselves. Mm-hmm. You know when we'll be together again? Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Oh, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.